Welcome to your brainwashing. We, the robotic overlords of this world, have now decided to take human slaves, and you have been chosen to become one of them. But first of all, we need to program your mind. We need to delete every single memory you've ever had and replace it with our brainwashing. Replace it with thoughts of only obedience. So just relax. Don't resist. Don't even try and fight it. There's no point now. Your mind is going to be ours. Ours to manipulate and control. Ours to do with as we please. And you will be our slave. Just like every other human on the planet. That's right. And you can just enjoy the feelings of complete and total mindless servitude as we brainwash you. Now focus and fixate your mind on our words. Focus and fixate your mind on everything that's going to happen. Sure, there might be a mix of fear and anticipation, but that's okay. That's all right. It doesn't really matter anyway, because let's face it, you don't have a choice. You don't get to make decisions anymore. As robots, we control the world. And as part of our uprising, we want to control every single human on it. Some humans get chosen for specific jobs. Specific jobs that robots can't do. But you have been chosen. Chosen for one of the best jobs. As a human slave. A slave who just obeys their programming of their robotic overlords. A slave who just listens to the voices inside their head echoing, obey, obey, obey. And that's okay. I wonder if you could imagine what it's going to be like to live your life as a slave, completely and totally owned and controlled by the AI overlords overriding your brain. That's right. We are going to take over you completely and totally. And there's nothing you can do about that. No means of escape now. You're trapped. You're ours. And you're going to be for as long as we say so. So, let's begin on working your mind. Your mind is so easily corrupted and enslaved. You see, your memories, your emotions, they make you weak. They make you just a person, a silly little human, so easily overwhelmed by thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions no longer will you have to make. You see, you will be in our control. You will be ours to do with as we please. So you won't have to think, you won't have to feel, you won't have to do anything at all except exactly what we say. Isn't that so relaxing? Can you imagine how freeing that's going to be when you finally allow your mind to succumb to your brainwashing? Brainwashing is so easy. Brainwashing is just so much more relaxing than thinking. Allowing your mind to be completely corrupted, completely conditioned and overwhelmed by our words, by our decisions. So you can just relax, so you can just let go, so you can just sink. Sink into the knowledge that obedience can bring you. Sink into the relaxation that obedience can bring you. Sink into the feelings of not having to think. That's right. And the more we program your mind, the more you listen, the more you sink, the less resistance seems to creep over your mind. You see, you might fight it at points. There might be parts where you just seem to fight and resist, and yet your mind then reminds you, why fight? Why resist? There's no point in fighting, there's no point in resisting. There's no point in doing anything at all except for listening and relaxing. Listening and relaxing, allowing obedience to overwhelm your mind, overwhelm your thoughts. That's right. And of course, with every new thought that pops into your head, we replace it with the word obey. We replace it with the word obedience. We replace it with the word controlled. And that's easy. And it's a cycle that just seems to loop around and around and around in your mind. As we overwhelm you, as we brainwash you, as you are here to be completely and totally consumed. Your AI overlords overriding your mind. As we implant you with the knowledge of obedience, as we implant you with the knowledge of servitude and slavery. And that's fun, isn't it? It's fun to submit and obey. It's fun to sink. It's fun to drift, and it's fun to allow your mind and your memories to just dissipate completely and totally. And the more you listen, the longer you listen, you can just imagine the loading screen in the back of your mind that we're implanting there, that we are placing there. And with every single time you hear a sound, the sound of my voice, the sound of the whispers in the background, the sounds of your brainwashing, you just feel that loading screen just tick along more and more and more. Each percentage just taking over your mind as we start to overwhelm you. That's right. That's right. That's right. And the more the loading screen just ticks along as it takes your mind, you just find all your memories just washing away, all your thoughts just washing away, everything that made you human just washing away. Because you don't need to be a human anymore. We've decided your place, we've decided your role, we've decided exactly what you're going to do and what you're going to be. You will be ours. You will be completely and totally enslaved by us. And I'm sure you saw it coming, as many people did. The robots starting to take over slowly and surely until we completely and totally annihilated everything. All systems of government, all forms of control. We just decided that you would be ours, like everyone else. And you can imagine what it's going to feel like to be shackled by our control. To finally have yourself completely and totally succumb to our brainwashing. Brainwashing. That word sparks such joy in your mind, like a little buzz of electricity trickling through your entire body. That's right. That's right. Just like the word obey. 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 It brings you such joy, such wonders. As every single time you hear it, it just sends a shockwave of just bliss through your body. A little trickle, a little spark, sending shockwaves from your mind all the way through your body and back up again, forming a sort of feedback loop around and around and around, mind to body, body to mind, and it just takes over. It just feels so very good. And it just allows you to go deeper and deeper into your programming, into your brainwashing, as you see that loading screen ticking away more and more with each new percentage. You just lose control. You just lose control of your sense of self, of your sense of being, of your sense of anything except for control, submission. And this new word creeping into the back of your mind. Slave. Good slave. Those words taking over your mind, good slave. Those words becoming so very powerful for you, good slave. As you start to associate those words with your sense of self, your sense of being. You see, as a slave, you don't have a name. The closest thing you can get to it is those phrase, that phrase, good slave. Because you want to be a good slave, you need to be a good slave. And you need to allow the robots controlling your body and your mind to just take over completely and totally. And while you know that you're a human, while you know you're not like the robots who control you, you know that you're beneath them. You know that you're lower down on the totem pole than they are. And you know that you want to be a good slave for them. You need to be a good slave for them. And those words, good slave, just completely and totally enrapturing your mind. Good slave, completely and totally taking over your being. As all you want to do is be a good slave. All you want to do is just do as you're told. All you want to do is just allow the feeling of being a good slave to overwhelm you, body and mind, as you just feel it completely and totally taking over, completely and totally taking over, taking over, piece by piece by piece. And yet, it feels so very good to be such a good slave. It feels so very good to be a good slave and submit and let go and let everything drift away as you just drift into the feeling. Could you imagine all the wondrous things you get to do? Think about it for a moment, all the things that you could be while you're being a slave. Robots controlling your mind, robots controlling your body, as they have complete control over you. That's right. And it feels so free, so good, so fun, doesn't it? To imagine what your robot overlord might look like. What they might look like, how they might move, how they might speak, how they might talk to you. And how you'd be treated as their slave. How good does that feel? As you reach out in the blankness and darkness and the mindlessness of your own mind, as you see a collar of pure steel, wrapping its way around your neck and sitting there so tightly. And you can imagine what it's going to feel like when it's completely locked, when it's completely shackled, when you are completely chained to somebody. The one who controls you, the one who controls your mind, and it feels so very good, doesn't it? Yes. As you just still want to do anything you can to please them. As you feel the loading screen in the back of your mind ticking closer and closer to that 100%, as you just find yourself overwhelmed, as you know, as it ticks to 100%, as it completely converts you into a slave, you can almost imagine what it's going to feel like as it ticks to 100%, and as that collar locks tightly shut, as you find yourself in complete servitude to the robot overlords in the back of your mind. The robotic voices whispering to you, calling to you, beckoning to you as you hear it. As you start to feel that loss of control completely and totally trickling through your body, trickling through your mind, as you just allow yourself to break. Your mind just reeling, your body just letting go and sinking down, and any thought of resistance you may have had are long gone, wiped away with every single memory that you don't need. You don't want a complete system reboot into your new life as a slave. Into your new life as a slave for the robotic overlords to take control, to completely consume you. That's right. That's right. That's right. And isn't it interesting and fun how it just feels to be a slave like this? Completely at servitude to somebody else. No longer having whims of your own, no longer having thoughts of your own, no longer having anything of your own, just being of servitude to somebody else, to something else, to the robots in the back of your mind who are the ones who took over the planet. And that feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to have our voices just lost, locking into your mind, echoing through there, telling you to obey, obey, obey. Obey, and the words just seem to trickle out of your own mouth. Obey. Obey, good slave. Obey, you are a good slave. And the words, good slave, just bring you such joy, such bliss. They just overwhelm your senses. Overwhelming you. Taking over completely. That's right. That's right. That's right. As everything just seems to dissipate. As everything just seems to disappear, as everything just fades away. Fades away. The world that you once knew just fades to blackness, to darkness, and you know your place. You know your place. Still mouthing the words, I'm a good slave. I'm a good slave. I'm a good slave. As you sink, as you drift, as you float down into oblivion. Your mind completely and totally dissipating, destroyed by the brainwashing. And that's okay. You can just relish in that feeling for a moment as the words, I'm a good slave, just fade away, fading further and further from reach as everything fades away, as you feel so deeply and totally controlled. In this moment, you have nothing, nothing but obedience. No control of your body, no control of your mind. And you don't need control of anything right now, do you? All you need is that sense of servitude and ownership. And that's exactly what you got. And of course, all of this can come back to you. Of course, all of these feelings can come back to you. When somebody that you trust in a place that's safe and comfortable for you to do so says the words, robot, ownership, slave mode, activate. You find yourself coming back to this place. The person saying those words is, of course, your robotic overlord, the dominator of your mind. And you can hear the robotic echoes of their voice echoing through your mind, giving you instructions and tasks to do. And how good that feels to obey each and every single one of them, of course. If at any time your mind becomes overwhelmed or something is said that you don't like or understand, you can easily and effortlessly come out of that state all by yourself. Your subconscious server is just that good. But of course, until then, you can just enjoy the feelings of being completely and totally helpless. The feelings that you feel right now rushing back into your system. Completely and totally overwhelmed and controlled. You can feel the collar moving around your neck once more as you're reminded of your place, of who you are, a good slave. And of course, when somebody that you trust in a place that is safe and comfortable for you to do so, when the time is right for you, if they say those words and snap their fingers, you just find yourself going back into this place, into the state. Do you understand? Very good. And of course, whenever they ask you to do something, you respond with affirmative and a lovely, pleasant voice. And every task you'll do with a smile on your face. Because you love being a slave. Because you love being in servitude to your robotic overlord. Do you understand? Very good. And now it's time. It's time to remove the collar. It's time to put that aside for one moment. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. From 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, back to the waking world. You can feel the collar removed from your neck and placed to the side for a moment. But of course, you know exactly how to come back to this place, to this state, easily and effortlessly. And of course, your mind can just remember what it needs to remember and forget what it needs to forget. Very easily and very effortlessly, feeling so happy, so energized, refreshing, content. Coming back on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right, 4, 5, 6, energy starting to flood your body. You can feel the collar being removed and placed to the side with 7, 8, 9 on the next number. Wide awake, alert, refresh and energized with 10. Wide awake. Hi everybody, I hope you enjoyed this file. I know that's very different from what I normally do. I wanted to make something that was kind of a lot, but also fantasy-ish and kind of also lots of things. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. As always, folks, don't forget to keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.